You're listening to
Spam Jam Radio,
the best.
Jam 26.
Welcome. This is Impossible Equations with Theodore Betch. I'm looking for my flashlight because the power went off. But it's dark and I need a flashlight to find anything in here. You just left my house after a nice dinner. You forgot your mobile phone here. I can't call you to let you know. I want to get a job as a barman. You need 2 years of experience to get the job. But how can I get experience without getting the job first?
Oh, I'm so sorry. I chipped another mug and broke a wee plate.
Oh, come on, Angus. How many times must I tell you? Don't unload the dishwasher when you want Kate, I mean. Jesus.
Hey, you want to come to dinner on Tuesday with me and my friends?
Oh, sorry. I only hang out with the golfers and the douchebags.
Oh, me too? Ah, cool. Then I'd love to.
That girl looks so familiar. You're right. She looks exactly like someone you might have had an argument about nepotism with once in a dark alley, or otherwise repeatedly slapped the brother of in a torrential downpour for giving you stale meatloaf.
Yes, that's it! Ah, thank you. It was bugging me like crazy.
Excuse me, do you know the time?
Spoken or sung?
Pardon?
Would you like it spoken or sung?
Sung?
Okay. It's 2 p.m. 2 p.m. Not 1 o'clock or 3:15, it's 2 p.m.
Ah, many thanks.
What's wrong?
I don't know what to wear to the party tonight. Should I put on my cum-stained Lululemon leggings and faux fur crop top, or my suede hot pants, leather bikini, and boho cowgirl hat? I'm so confused.
Duh. Just wear your vinyl catsuit, pimped out platforms, live boa, and Aztec headpiece.
Of course. Oh my god, you're like a lifesaver.
Excuse me? No, I am not ready to party or get down now that you ask. And I will not throw my hands in the air. Not like that. Not just like that at all, or any other way in case you're wondering. And you can forget about me waving them around like I just don't care, because I do care. I care a lot. Now listen, I am certainly not gonna say na-na-na-na-na, or way-yo. And I won't scream just because I'm a lady, or am standing on the right, or the left, or the front. And by the way, of course there are ladies in the house tonight. It would be highly irregular if there weren't. And just to save time, before you ask another rhetorical question, let me go ahead and tell you right now that there are men in the audience tonight too. This isn't a live taping of Ellen.
Is something the matter, Larry?
I'm just sad, you know, depressed.
Well, it's your lucky day, because the Huggle Brigade is here.
Now wait just a minute. Please don't. Wait.
Now, Larry. No more talking, only hugging. Come here. Now, do you feel better?
You know what? As a matter of fact, I do.
Next.
Hi, just the small black coffee, thanks.
Okay, that'll be $13.99.
Yes. Oh, and I'd like to trade in my full loyalty card for a free Four Seasons artisanal tea biscuit box.
All right, let's have a look at what we got here. Oh, sorry, no can do. All your stickers have not been stuck on properly.
Excuse me?
Look, at least 3 of the 10 are really crooked and this one's barely in the box.
They are all on there, sir.
Not properly.
Give me my tea biscuits.
Not gonna happen. We can't abide by messy loyalty cards, mister, or soon the whole world will fall apart.
Give me my damn biscuits!
Sorry, sir, we don't deal with lunatics here. Next!
Yes, just this muffin?
Sure, that'll be $16.99. Do you have a loyalty card? Writing.
This has been a Canter Loop production. Thanks for listening.